Good morning, everybody. Let me start this morning by thanking you all for your expressions of support to my wife and myself after the death of her mother last Sunday. I'd like to share with you some of my impressions of General Assembly. As you said last June, it was held in Boston, and it was really an exciting event. I was really proud to be a delegate from this church at the convention. It was exciting to enter the Heinz Convention Center down there in Boston and see the rotunda and the staircases festooned with flags from UU societies and churches from around the world. And also to see the throngs of people with their colorful badges and ribbons. The purple ribbon was for delegates, and the red ribbon was for speakers, and the green ribbon was for something else that I don't remember, but it was colorful and exciting. The exhibit hall was filled with booths representing theological schools, booksellers, UU organizations such as the UU Musicians Network, which I never heard of before, and the UU Historical Society, and vendors who were selling UU jewelry and chalice items. The 140-page GA program was extremely well done, chock full of information, including listings for hundreds of workshops and sessions about everything from poetry readings to historical expositions about Ralph Waldo Emerson, to practical sessions like preventing burnout, keeping active leaders active. Most of the sessions were repeated on another day, so you didn't have to miss out on a session if there were two sessions that you were interested in during the same time slot. It was very well organized. And of course, being a UU event, there was lots of music. It was wonderful music. And many worship services, including a Friday evening service led by a UU minister from Florida. This minister, who was a native of India, spoke at length about his reflections on peace and concluded by leading the assembled congregants in a loving kindness meditation. It had a huge hall of people, probably 700 or 800 people, so quiet that you could hear the heartbeat of the person sitting next to you. It was a magical moment. And of course, the Sunday morning service of the Living Tradition at the Fleet Center offered the thrill of hearing 10,000 people singing hymns together. It was something you'll never forget if you ever heard it. Plenary sessions started early each day and lasted well into the afternoon. Now, these were the sessions where the business of GA was done, both the practical business, such as budgets and elections, that kind of thing, but also the important business of setting the UUA's agenda to present to the world. People debated various issues of concern to most UUs at these sessions, and it was here that I felt the most impact. As I listened to the debates during the plenaries, I became aware of how eager many people were to use the influence of the UUA to try to change the world. People fervently and passionately advocated for the UUA to put its weight behind issues like gay marriage, prison reform, and other similar human rights issues. The debates over these issues were passionate, but also extremely well-reasoned. These discussions forced me to confront a feeling that I had been wrestling with since becoming a UU. Namely, is my search for spiritual growth just about me, or is it about something larger? Do I want to be just a better, happier person, or do I have an obligation to try to make things better for others as well? And how can the UUA and our church here in Nashua help in that process? I don't have any answers to these questions yet, but I have begun to think hard about them. I have GA to thank for that, and it's particularly relevant right now while the church is working on its strategic objectives. GA might have its flaws. For example, most delegates are volunteers or are appointed. They're not elected, so it's not really a representative democratic body. Nevertheless, it works. GA challenged me to consider ideas outside of my normal experience. I can highly recommend it. Thanks.
Very much. Very well done.